The following shiur has been presented by Rav Eliezer Cohen, Rav of Beis Medrash Teferes Eliezer of Lakewood, New Jersey, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara in Brachas, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, discusses the halacha of a person eating a sugas keva with tefillin on. The Gemara says, "Om Rabbi Yitzchak Anichlus the Sudas Keva Cholus Tefila." A person who is going into a Sudas Keva is required to remove the tefillin from his head and his arm, va'achakach nichlus, and then he goes in and he eats the meal. Upligad Rav Chia, and that's not like Rav Chia. The Om Rav Chia Menichan Al Shulchanoi, that he can bring the tefillin with him, put them on the table. V'chein Hodoloi. Rashi explains that means that they should be available for him to put on after the suda is over for benching. So the Gemara tells us that a person is not allowed to eat with his tefillin on. Now the Gemara says that that's a person who's nichnas l'sudas keva, a person who's going into a fixed meal, a permanent meal, where he's going to sit down and eat. But the Gemara does not discuss what if a person is just eating a snack. He's eating temporary. Is he allowed to eat with his tefillin on? The Yerushalmi, however, in the second parak, discusses this shaila, and it brings a memory from Zira B'Shem Abba Bar Yirmiyah, who says that Oichel Ben Achilas Ari, that a person is allowed to eat a temporary meal with his tefillin on. Ve'en Oichel Ben Achilas Keva, he's not allowed to eat Achilas Keva. Now, what is a temporary meal? The shear of a temporary meal is Tilei Kebeitza. And Mishnah Berurah writes this in Siman Mem, that the shear of a temporary meal is similar to the amount that a person is required to sit in the sukkah for, which is a kebeitza. So that's the amount of a sudas keva that a person would not be able to wear his tefillin if he ate more than that amount. If he ate less than that amount, he would be able to eat even with his tefillin on. Now this Yerushalmi is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch Siman Mem, and the Yerushalmi, the Mishnah Berurah says before, the Shulchan Aruch says before, is that nichlas a sudas keva chosen u'manichan. And finishes the Shulchan Aruch, "Aval achilas arei ein tzarich l'chalson." If he's just eating temporarily, he's not required to remove them. Now, it would seem pretty straightforward. If a person is eating derech agav, he is allowed to wear his tefillin. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down in B'Shem the Shulchan Shloima that he had a suffix. He had a question: if today that we do not wear our tefillin the whole day long, are we allowed to eat with our tefillin on, even in Achilas Arei? Or do we say, no, that only during the time of the Gemara where they wore their tefillin the whole day, then the only time they were required to remove the tefillin, that was only if they're eating a Sudas Keva. But if they're eating a Sudas Arei, they were allowed to keep the tefillin on. However, today that we only wear tefillin for Kriya Shema and Tefillah, maybe we are required to remove our tefillin even for Achilas Arei. Now, the logic behind the Shulchan Shloima is not brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, but it would seem to be based on the concept of why we don't wear tefillin in the first place, with the exception of Kriya Shema and Tefillah. It used to be that people wore tefillin the whole day. Today, they do not wear tefillin the whole day. The reason is because people are mesiach das. It's difficult for us to concentrate constantly on the fact that we're wearing tefillin. Therefore, the halacha is that we wear tefillin just for Kriya Shema and Tefillah. Now, if a person is going to be eating a sudas arei, it's going to be difficult for him to concentrate on his tefillin for the same reason that he cannot concentrate on the tefillin for the rest of the day, and even more so by the fact that he's busy eating and talking to people or whatever it is, so therefore he would not be allowed to wear his tefillin. Or maybe you can say because those days it was difficult to have to keep on taking it off even for Achilas Arei, so they made it only for Achilas Keva. Now this shaila would be negated many times, but definitely common. And after Shachas, you have in Shul, many times people will sit down and go to a shir, and they will not remove their tefillin. They'll stay after davening, they'll finish davening, or they'll attend the Daf Yomi shir, and they'll keep their tefillin on for another hour or so. The halacha would be, if let's say a person is going to come to Shul, and he has a yahrzeit for his father, and he wants to put out some cake in the back of the Shul, and whiskey. Could a person who's wearing his tefillin, for whatever reason we mentioned before, is he allowed to partake in the suda of Suda's arei, to take some cake or some cookies and drink some So mashka, in order to be able to participate in this ilanishmas for whatever purpose is being done, or let's say there's a siyam, someone makes a siyam many times after davening, are the people allowed to eat a couple of cookies to participate in the siyam, or do they have to remove their tefillin beforehand? Now it is pretty difficult if a person is going to shir to have to remove his tefillin. So as we mentioned before, a sudas aray, you're allowed to. So technically, there should not be any issue with eating a sudas aray from after davening. However, based on the Shulchan Shlomo's safek, that could be today that we do not wear tefillin the whole day. We only wear tefillin for Kriya Shema and Tefillah. It's possible that we would not be allowed to eat it with the tefillin on, because it's not as during the time of the Gemara, and even a sudas aray would be also with tefillin. Now the halacha, the Sefer Dinim v'Hanhagos brings down b'shem the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish was mekel, he was lenient that even today a person is allowed to eat derech aray with his tefillin, even though today we only wear tefillin for Kriya Shema and Tefillah, we do not wear tefillin a whole entire day. Still, we're not required to remove the tefillin for achilas aray. Now it's brought down Pia Shmua. It's difficult to paskin completely based on Pia Shmua, especially due to the fact that the Mishnah Berurah did not seem to want to be machriya the shaila of the Shulchan Shlomo. But it is possible to maybe bring down a tziruf based on the sefer Over Orach from the Bala Adaris. The Piskei Tshuvos brings the Sefer Over Ora, which is written by the Adaris, and he writes over there that so the person is going to be mamshech to learn, he's going to continue his learning, so he's eating in order to have koyach to be able to learn. A person who's able to eat in order to have koyach to be able to continue learning, especially as we said before, he's going to be going to shir, he wants to stay after davening to continue davening, or whatever the reason is that he's keeping his tefillin on. So he's allowed to eat in order to give himself that energy and that koyach to be able to continue. He brings over there, B'shein Dibin Hagi Chsam Sofer, Perak Alef, Ois Yud Ches, that the Chsam Sofer used to drink coffee with his tefillin on after davening. So, even though I'm not sure if you could really, coffee is not necessarily eating a whole eating cake and mashka, but at least the concept that you're able to eat with your tefillin on something there, alright, you could bring a smuchim from there. But the svar of that there is to eat in order to have kayach, that svar would be, it would seem to be a stronger svar, and I would like maybe to bring a raya to that svar from the Gemara itself, because now Rashi explains why is it that during the time of the Gemara, a person was not allowed to eat an achilas kva, or an achilas as opposed to an achilas ay, which you were allowed to. So Rashi explains that the svara behind achilas kva, Rashi explains is because we're afraid shema yishtaka besuda, maybe he's going to become drunk, umiskana betfilah, and it's going to be a disgrace to the tefillin that he's wearing. So the reasoning behind why a person not allowed to wear his tefillin by a sudas kva is because he might become drunk. Since he might become drunk, it's going to be a disgraceful, he's not going to be able to behave properly with his tefillin on. So we require him to take off his tefillin. Now, a person who's eating a sudas aray, even though there is a machum to say that maybe he might get a little carried away, but it's not mistaken that he's going to get carried away, especially if he's going to be continuing learning, like the Baal Adar says, he wants to continue learning and to have this kavana that he should have the proper koyach to be able to learn and to have energy. So that's a reason why we can assume that the person is not going to lose focus, so to speak, of why he's wearing his tefillin, because Adarabba, his real intention is to give himself koyach to continue learning and davening with his tefillin on, and he's not focusing on the meal itself. So therefore, it might be a reason to be mekel. Now, l'maisa, even if a person would want to be soimach, l'maisa to be mekel, which seems to be the pashas in halacha, and the mechaber taka is soisin that it is mother suz aray. However, a person definitely has to be careful not to overstep the boundary of a sudas aray and make it into a sudas kva, because the shear of a kibetza, which is approximately a slice of a regular loaf of rye bread, is equivalent to, let's say, 2.5 to 3 rogloch, which would mean that a person who is participating in such an achilas aray, like a l'chaim or whatever, is the tikkun that he's eating after shachar. Many times a person will get carried away and he'll eat it. You know, 3 ruggles is not very much for many people, so he might eat more than that, and that's already achilas aray, and that the Gemara says is a real shaila. Now, besides that, also a person who's drinking the wine, if they're going to be serving wine there, the halacha is that a revius yayin, the halacha is in Shulchan Aruch, that a person is not able to duchen. They drank a revius yayin, says in Shulchan Aruch, and Simon Kufchav Ches of Lamed Ches, that he's not able to duchen, he's not able to pass in a shayla. So that's called a gather of shichrus, it's a gather of drunkenness, so it's possible that that might be already. The same gather, like Rashi says, that a person who's been eating a Suda's crab might get drunk. The same thing a person eating Suda's aray, where they're serving wine, should be a problem. Now, whiskey, it's possible, is not going to be a problem, because Mishabru over there in Simchon Kuf Mamalaf writes that Shar Mashkim, that are not Mashakar, that are Mashakar, but they're not wine, like Yayin Sarov or beer, these things do not have the sheer revius. They have a much larger shear. It has a shear that a person has to be able to lose his faculty to be able to talk in front of a king. That's a lot more than a revius. But a normal amount of usually a person is not going to drink so much wine so much whiskey to be carried away. But if he's drinking wine, it's a shaila revius. But if he's eating, it's even more of a shaila, because he might overstep the boundary. So that's him. What's taka the pshat? That sometimes you find that people are makel and they do eat more than the shear of Kriya Suda. So I saw it brought down in the Vizkei Tshuva over there that the whole Svara, why a person is not able to eat more than a kebeis, and the Shabur bases it on the Halacha and Hilchos Sukkah, that a person who's Kaveya Suda, he has to eat it in the Sukkah. If he's added the Sukkah and he's not Kaveya Suda, then he doesn't have the chiyuv in the Suda. Now, what's Kaviya Suda? So the shear is a kebeitzah. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the opinion of the Shari Tshuva that if a person is eating pasa bobekis and he's eating cookies or cake, now the derech of most people is they're not Kaviya Suda on cookies and cake. So even if he's going to be eating it out of the sukkah, it would not have the din of achilas keva, and even if he's eating more than a kebeitzah, he would be allowed to eat it out of the sukkah. Now, that's Mechudash Tikashita. It's not the generally accepted Mahalach, but there is such an opinion. Now, it's possible that based on this opinion, there would be a Mokum to be Mekel if a person is wearing tefillin and he's eating Achilas Aray, and even though he ate more than the Kabeitza, it's possible to be Saimach on these Shitas that possible Bekissin does not apply to be a Suda. But as we mentioned before, this is a very big kula, and definitely not kedai to be soymach on it. And the Mishnah Berurah is soysim that a person has to be eating a shear of less than a kebeitzah. So to sum up the shaila, if a person is going to be wearing his tefillin after davening, and there's going to be some kind of tikkun where there's going to be whiskey and cookies and cake, a person would have to be careful not to eat more than a certain amount, and even the amount that he is eating, he has to make sure that he's not going to be carried away and not going to be mesiach das from the tefillin that he's wearing. And if he's going to be afterwards continuing learning, there's definitely a reason to say that that's not going to be a hesach das. But if he is not going to be continuing learning afterwards and he's going to be taking off his tefillin right away, he's just too lazy to take them off right away, or he wants to just grab the good piece of cake before it gets taken, that already is a lot more iffy, and a person's going to be coming to a situation where he's going to be over and has chadas, he should definitely avoid any such kind of dialogue.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.